Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and we're kicking off the third hour of the program. The phones are open if you want to join us here. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
We've actually spent the first 2 hours of the show talking about the migration of people here to New Hampshire, the Free State Project, some of the alternatives that are out there. Mark brought up these international alternatives that he's been working on developing, and there's one that has yet to be announced, I guess, that you teased earlier tonight, Mark. That one at some point will be announced, maybe this year. Maybe not.
Hoping.
That all depends. But you'll let us know, I'm sure, as soon as you know that. So there's interesting alternatives out there. But for the average libertarian that wants to make a difference, in my opinion, they ought to migrate here to New Hampshire. We've been going over some of the polling numbers in a recent poll that just came out by the Boston Globe and Suffolk University, where they asked some likely New Hampshire voters how they felt about the Free State Project, among other sort of typical political questions about who people are voting for and that sort of thing. And it turns out that the slim majority of people who are likely voters have never heard of the Free State Project. But of those who have, 2.5 times as many are opposed to, or they're unfavorable towards the Free State Project as those who are favorable. We actually have a gentleman on the line who is one of those state representatives. We talked about how there's a few dozen state reps that are Free Staters, so-called, people who migrated here for more liberty. His name is Keith Ammon. He's formerly, I believe, one of the directors of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, and I believe, I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say you were probably an A-plus rated rep on the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance ratings, if not this year, previous years. Keith, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You'll always be the president of the NHLA to me, Keith.
Thank you, Mark. Hey, and congratulations to Ian. I heard you got married.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that. This is a setup call. You didn't just happen to hear the conversation about the Free State Project and call in. Mark, you had asked Keith to call in specifically about a thing. But while we have you here, Keith, I do want to get your opinion. Have you heard anything about this poll that I mentioned a moment ago where it shows, you know, how many people in New Hampshire know about the Free State Project and are favorable or unfavorable towards it?
Yeah, I saw something briefly earlier on Twitter. I didn't see the breakdown, but I suspected that, you know, it's angry Democrats who are filling out that number of unfavorables because they see how effective we are in the statehouse and, you know, working with Republicans and other allies.
Certainly the Democrats are more highly represented in the unfavorable column.
Are they on the attack against you? I mentioned that there's a huge push against the Free State Project by the Democrats, these sort of established Democrats. They're spending tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars.
From out of state, these political
money.
Activists that come from out of state in order to act within the political process are angry that people have come from out of state to act within the political process.
Are they targeting you specifically this election?
They have many times in the past until the point I just run ads that say, hey, I moved here for the Free State Project. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's basically a billboard on the internet advertising New Hampshire as the place where people care about freedom. You know?
I've always felt that way, too. When they come out with, I know the Granite State Progress is one of these anti-freedom groups here in New Hampshire, also run by.
They actually had a meeting a couple of years ago in my town and attacking me and another person in town. But the whole meeting was about how Keith Ammon was a dangerous person living in town.
And full of lies. Yeah. Like they'll say anything they can get away with.
Totally.
Yeah, I heard recently one of these meetings that they're still having things like this where they're just bad-mouthing every Free Stater within earshot. They accused Carla Garrick of being a racist or something like that. And she's like
an apartheid activist
in South Africa.
Yeah. So the best tactic is to just feed their paranoia and let them just seem like crazy conspiracy theorists. And, you know, they try to sow division between, you know, Republicans and, you know, people that moved here for the Free State Project. It's just not working behind the scenes because we're natural allies on a lot of things. You know, my view of the Free State Project is the whole point of it is to affect government policy at the state level. That's the whole point. And so if your activism is aligned, you know, to do it directly, if you have the luxury of running for office or supporting somebody that is or supporting the NHLA, because changing state policy is so powerful, it creates a filter effect on who moves here and who leaves, right?
This was the point I had forgotten, and I was going to make to Mark, because Mark's big prediction is he thinks the Free State Project is going to work, that the New Hampshire is going to become freer because of the efforts here, and that is going to attract people to move here that are then going to inadvertently change it back because they're going to bring their statist ways in. And I think what you're touching on here, and I'll let you expand on it, but we've seen evidence of not only how some of the most influential leftists and statists are leaving New Hampshire, but they're signaling at the same time. They're saying, hey, progressives, if you like progressivism, you don't want to be in New Hampshire. They're carrying guns. Yeah. They're crazy. There's all this this sort of anti-New Hampshire messaging out there.
Does that work in Texas? Because the leftists are moving from California to Texas.
What do you think, Keith?
Well, they moved to, like, Austin. They moved to, like, you know, places where, you know, I don't think they're going to turn Texas blue, if that's what you mean. But
they'll make another big blue dot in it, though, Dallas and Austin.
Yeah, they will. You know, so I think it was Andrew Breitbart that said, I believe, that politics is downstream from culture. But it's really like a loop. It's really, they feed off of each other, right? So you can affect culture a lot by, you know, changing policy at the state level. And, you know, I think that's, you know, that's kind of the point.
I also think that when you say that Republicans and libertarians are natural allies on the state level.
In New Hampshire.
Well, on the state level, I think is probably.
But also in New Hampshire, because, and I think, Keith, you're about to say something about that, right? Aren't the Republicans here just sort of naturally more libertarian than elsewhere?
Right. So you really have to distinguish between the national Republican brand, which is one thing. You know, and to me, that's more like George Bush invading Iraq. You know, maybe that makes me old, but at the state level, Republicans are much more naturally, you know, leave me alone types. And so New Hampshire Republicans is a whole different breed and brand than national Republicans. And I think that's been that way for a long time.
Yeah, even before the Free State Project, because I remember it was, I think, really early on in the migration here that it was Republican state representatives who made the difference on voting when it came to gay marriage being a thing here
it's
in
true.
New Hampshire.
I remember that,
It was Republicans who made that happen. So, Keith, you called tonight to speak specifically to an issue of sort of national import. What was it?
Yeah, so it's very interesting. Being a political nerd, you know, I pay attention to a lot of things that maybe other people are too busy leading a normal life to pay attention to. But
we need
in
that.
New Hampshire, we have this thing called the First in the Nation primary, and New Hampshire adopted some laws 100 years ago to kind of cement our place as the first primary to happen for the presidential election. And there's a chance, there's a real chance that after the general election in November, because the Democrat Party delayed their decision, that the Democrats might either dilute, they might have other states go at the same time, or they may, bump New Hampshire down the line. And it's significant because a lot of outside money and activism comes into our state, you know, once every 4 years to the lead up to the first presidential primary. And if the Democrats lose that influence nationally, that would be significant. You know, the Democrats up until this point have been almost allergic to the ideas of liberty. You know, they put up a pretty fierce response to it. And, a lot of this outside money backs up, you know, what they're able to do and what they're able to influence. So if they lose First in the Nation status, that's pretty significant.
Here's what I want
to
know.
Can you walk me through how that happens?
Yeah, because I thought it was a law in New Hampshire that New Hampshire has to have this. So can you hang on, Keith, and stick with us for another segment?
Sure.
All right, more with Keith Ammon. He's one of the state representatives here. He's a migrant. He moved here as part of the Free State Project.
Former president of the NHLA.
Very effective. He's one of the big guys behind the blockchain freedom community here. He's sponsored some bills that have been successful, from what I understand, at attaining some more blockchain, Bitcoin, crypto-related freedoms. More coming up.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here. It's Ian and Mark in the studio. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And I want to say thanks to listeners like Libertaria, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. So if you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, you can join AMPS at amps.freetalklive.com. You can do it with your credit card, debit card, through Patreon. Also, they accept PayPal. And it's a way for you to get behind the show, advertise, market, promote, and support. You get some perks. You get access to the commercial-free, or at least recorded commercial-free, podcast that we have that has the full radio show. So if you're, you know, if the daily digest that we have that's nearly an hour a day, 7 days a week, isn't enough for you, you want an extra 7 hours or whatever of content
per week,
then please, you can sign up for the AMPS program at amps.freetalklive.com. You get access to a special custom RSS feed through Patreon that does just that for you. So that's one of the perks. There's some other benefits. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com and learn more about that. We're going to go back to the phones here. Keith Ammon is with us. He's a state representative here in New Hampshire, multi-term state rep. How many terms you? What term are you on right now, Keith?
I'm actually running. I was talking to my wife about this today. I'm running for the fifth time. In an election, this will be my fourth term if I win. So I 75% win record.
All right, nice
so far.
And you were getting into talking about this first in the nation primary. You know, that's pretty much all that a lot of people even know about New Hampshire.
It's one of the things that sets New Hampshire apart.
Most people don't know where we're located, but they've heard that there's the first in the nation primary.
And the fact is, this is not even the first vote. You know, Iowa caucuses before New Hampshire, but the branding is so strong with the first in the nation primary, you know, that's what people know. They know New Hampshire's first.
But apparently there's some talk amongst the Democrats about no longer being first in the nation, and I guess what I don't understand is I'd always heard that there was an actual statute that New Hampshire has it in its statutes that it must be the first in the nation primary. So how could the Democrats change that without being in charge of the state house?
Yeah, it's very interesting. Just a quick word on Iowa caucuses. I don't know if you remember in 2020, the caucuses were so like bowed up because they released some kind of new app, and the app screwed up all the data. One of their state party leaders had to resign over it. Well,
yeah, I remember that.
The New Hampshire Democrats hired him to, and there's actually, recently they messed up a mailing in New Hampshire, and the Republicans they took them to the Federal Election Commission over it.
Right, and they didn't mess it up. They lied. The thing they said is a remarkably strange mistake.
Right, and the same person who messed up the Iowa caucuses was involved.
God.
Wow.
So, pretty funny. So good question. If we have a state law, how can they do anything about it? There's something called the Rules and Bylaws Committee. You know, all these boards have committees and meetings and bylaws, and they meet and they spend hours talking over every jot and tittle. So they've been doing that, the Rules and Bylaws Committee, to look at adjusting their calendar for which state goes when in the Democratic primaries. And I believe it was back in August 5th. And this is on YouTube. You can go watch it.
Just to clarify, this is a national committee of Democrats?
This is for the DNC,
okay.
Right, the Democrat National Committee. They changed the bylaws to say that if a candidate is on the ballot in a state that isn't following the calendar, and keep in mind that they delayed setting the calendar until after the general election.
So it has not yet been made.
The calendar has not been determined. But they did change their bylaws to say that if a candidate's name is on the ballot in a state that's not following their calendar, their dictated calendar, that candidate will be sanctioned. And what the national committee can do is decide who gets delegates. And delegates, sort of like the Electoral College, ultimately decide who gets the nomination. So that's what they can do is strip. If New Hampshire decides to, if they take New Hampshire out of the running for the first primary, but a candidate tries to campaign here and put their name on the ballot, even if they won, it wouldn't count for anything.
Hmm.
So they can sort of like chop their knees out from under them. And that's what
okay,
they,
just
why would they want
to
do that? I mean, like, if all their if enough of their candidates did it, why would they? I mean, you know, that would be bad.
It would be bad. But that's what they get to dictate.
The candidates won't, though. This is the thing you have to understand, Mark, is the Democrats are very highly controlled from the top. It's very centralized, controlled. So Vermin Supreme might file, but they don't care what Vermin Supreme does, right? Because there's certain people they can't control. But for the official big name, Hillary Clinton's, you know, Joe Biden, whoever the Kamala Harris, whoever their main people might be, they're going to follow the rules of the DNC. They're not going to do, you know, some sort of random do what I want campaign.
Yeah,
right?
There's another aspect to this, it's very interesting, and it has to do with the Democrats' fixation on identity politics. Okay, so nationally, the conversation is all about what you look like, who you sleep with,
right,
what your gender is, right, and that's all they fixate on that more than anything else. And what's been happening is because New Hampshire's demographics will say that they're monochrome demographics, right? I think it's like 93%. Caucasian in New Hampshire. You know, that's not a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's just.
But it's the Democrats.
It's just a fact. It's the Democrats. It's a huge thing, right? So there's this element of diversity is the most important thing that's seeping into it, and it's kind of bubbling to the surface right now. So
interesting.
What's really interesting for Democrats within New Hampshire, they're at odds with the conversation nationally.
Sure.
They have to defend. New Hampshire voters are who they have to, you know, court to vote for them. But they're not good enough for the national party to decide who the president is first, right? So it creates this, like, interesting tension between Democrats in the other 49 states.
That is interesting.
So on this first in the nation, if the Democratic Party tells the Democratic candidates not to run, they likely in New Hampshire, they likely won't, even though the primary will be dictated by the state of New Hampshire. It'll just basically be unattended.
We may literally see Vermin Supreme win the Democratic primary in New Hampshire if that happens.
Right. Something to that effect may very well occur. I mean, likely the Democratic voters will go and they'll vote, but there just won't be the points that go on the scoreboard at that time for the Democratic candidates. You know, they'll just, you know, something else will happen.
Right. And it remains to be seen, but the clue that we have is back in the August meeting of the Rules and Bylaws Committee, they changed the rules to say that if you're a candidate and you're in this, you know, if you're on the ballot in a state that's not in our calendar, then you'll be sanctioned.
But we don't know at this point what the calendar looks like and whether New Hampshire's on it, but they've signaled that may very well be the case because they're super concerned that white people are running everything and they can't have that and New Hampshire's too white for them.
Keith,
they're racist against New Hampshire.
Keith, can we keep you or do you have to run? Can you stay or do you have to go?
I can stay a few more minutes.
All right, a few more minutes with Keith Ammon here. He's with us because I do want to talk to him about the blockchain thing. We like talking about crypto here on Free Talk Live, and I know he's had some successes in that area, but we'll finish up on the Democrats as well because this is very unusual news. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Voting results from some Russian-occupied regions of Ukraine are showing majorities of the population there in favor of becoming part of Russia. That's according to the Kremlin. These so-called referendums have been denounced by Kiev and the West. Here's what White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said on Wednesday.
We are prepared to impose swift and severe economic costs on Russia when they move forward with annexation on individual and entities inside and outside of Russia that provide support for this action.
Officials are assessing the damage from Hurricane Ian, which came onshore near Fort Myers, Florida. Neighborhoods up and down the west coast are flooded, and search and rescue teams are out trying to rescue those who were trapped in their homes. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell said that standing floodwater is not safe.
Water is dangerous. Even though the storm has passed, the water that's there is still dangerous. There's debris, there's chemicals, there could be down power lines. People need to be careful. They need to stay vigilant.
This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open if you want to join the show at 603-283-6160. Ian and Mark in the studio tonight. Get a special call on the line. Keith Ammon is with us here. He's a Free State Project mover, early mover, and now on his third, wrapping up his third term as a state representative. He said he is he's running again for a fourth term and has been pretty successful so far. He's one of the highest rated state reps out there by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. He used to actually be one of the board members of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, and so he's definitely one of the doers here, and he's here to enlighten us on a very unusual political mess or situation that's developing here for the Democrats in New Hampshire. Keith, I'm going to recap what you just told us, and you tell me if I got anything wrong. As I understand it, there's a Democratic committee within the national DNC, and they set various different bylaws, rules, and elections rules and such, and they voted recently to say that they're going to set a calendar of which states have what primaries and such in which order. And if New Hampshire's not at the top, because New Hampshire's supposed to have the first in the nation primary, it's state law here that that happens. New Hampshire has it first. So if Nevada moves theirs up, New Hampshire moves theirs sooner, right? That's the way it's supposed to work here. But basically the Democrats said, well, New Hampshire State can have whatever they're going to do, but what we're going to do as the Democrats is we're going to say officially, if you join the primary in New Hampshire, and we don't, if we put the primary back from being first, on our list, which they haven't done yet, but they might. If they do that, and a candidate who's running for as a Democrat, say, for president, joins the primary in New Hampshire, they will be sanctioned. They will be punished by the Democratic Party for that by basically they have no delegates that they get from even if they win the New Hampshire primary. They will get no delegates. There may be some other form of punishment for them.
They can sanction in whatever way, whatever they way they want. This is like the definition of signaling that you're going to cut off your nose to spite your face.
And you gave us some of the reasons for this, because the Democrats are all about, you know, quote unquote diversity, and it doesn't look good for New Hampshire, which is a mostly white state, to be voting on the presidential primary for the Democrats. Did I misunderstand anything there?
No, that's a pretty good recap. It comes down to the whole issue of diversity being the most important thing, right? That's the Democratic mantra, and it's kind of undermining
the votes.
Democrats' ability to hold on to the First Nation, you know, status.
Well, and on top of that, the votes of Democrats. Right? Like, that what they're saying is the Democrats in New Hampshire are not sufficiently good, just, and diverse Democrats, so they should not get a vote. Because if you don't vote first in the nation in the primary in New Hampshire, you don't vote. Your vote isn't going to happen. Like, there's not going to be a Democratic primary happen in August or something if they don't have it in February or January. It's just not going to happen. And they're saying, well, the Democrats in New Hampshire can stick it, just like they used to say about the Democrats in Wyoming.
Yeah.
This is interesting.
So, I mean, this is all it's all speculation at this point, but I have a pretty long Twitter thread if you're interested in this stuff. If you search for hashtag FITN First in the Nation, you should see something come up. And
what's your Twitter handle? What's your at username on Twitter?
It's REP Rep Keith Ammon.
AMMON is how that is spelled.
That's right.
Here's one of the other interesting aspects of this. You're essentially, the Democratic Party, if they do this, and again, they're going to wait until after this election, the midterms, to make this decision, apparently. But if they do decide to sort of decertify the New Hampshire primary, then they're essentially giving the leftists, the hardest leftists, another reason to leave New Hampshire at that point. Because if these people want to be counted within their precious, you know, mother organization at the national level, then they're going to have to go somewhere else, right?
Right. I mean, how big of a deal is the primary in Vermont? You know, that's what it would amount to. You know, we're a similar size state.
But at least they'd be counted in some other state, right? Like, then they would, you know, in theory, have a say.
Yeah, I think that there's some political activists, it's certainly true with libertarians, that some political activists come to New Hampshire to door knock for their apparatus and say, you know what? I like it here.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to get the people elected, but then they're like, you know, I like it here, and this feeds something that's important to me, the First in the Nation thing, and I think I'm going to make a life here. And that happens with libertarians all the time, and it probably thus happens with Republicans and Democrats to some extent. I don't know how much, but it probably happens.
So none of those people will be coming here if they decertify New Hampshire for primary status.
Right, and New Hampshire is just, last I saw, just barely growing as a state. So, you know, dozens of people actually is a number of significance.
Well, and it's mostly growing Republican, according to the numbers that have come out, as we mentioned earlier. So let's say, here's my question, Keith. Do you think that they're waiting until after this election to kind of take the temperature of New Hampshire to see, you know, how well New Hampshire Democrats do this election and say, all right, well, they held out pretty good. It looks like we got a good base. Maybe we'll stick with it. Or if the Democrats get just, you know, smashed at the elections this year and the last time around, the Republicans almost cleaned house statewide. The Republicans got the governor's seat. Again, they got the majority of both the Senate and the state House. So do you think that's what they're waiting on?
Very certainly could be. I think their chairman sort of alluded to that in a recent interview for the main news channel here in the state, that they were, you know, waiting to see how thoughtful the voters will be in the general election. But the speculation is it's a fait accompli, and they didn't want to hurt, especially Maggie Hassan's chances of getting reelected by announcing that before the election. That's the speculation.
So they're just waiting. You're saying it's a done deal. They're going to do this, you think.
The primary, okay. I mean, the general obviously is going to be meaningful, but the primary is a, I mean, it's a nothing burger as far as election coming. Joe Biden is the Democratic nominee. I can tell you who the Democratic nominee is coming up in 2024.
Unless he dies.
Well, he could die.
So he came in, if you remember back in 2020, he came in fifth in New Hampshire, and he fled the state, got in an airplane, and went to South Carolina before the count was even in.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to have his friend Clyburn in that state kind of resurrect his campaign. So,
it doesn't surprise me that Joe Biden did well in a state full of racists on his side. Those Democratic Southern Democrats have a long history of managing to get their guy in through hook or crook. Right.
Yeah. So, but if he's the candidate, he might be. They might be worried that he'll be embarrassed again in New Hampshire. But we'll see.
Wow, absolutely fascinating, Keith. Thanks for that summing all that up for us. Really appreciate it. Was there anything else you wanted to share tonight?
That's about it. We can talk about the crypto commission.
Oh man, we're real short on time. But yeah, why don't you just tell us real fast what you did with crypto in the last session and what you had? Did you have success?
We passed a few bills. We got the governor's attention. He created a commission that's mm-hmm. still ongoing. There's going to be public input sessions on that commission coming up.
Nice.
We got some attention on it.
Okay, cool.
And there's people in the industry around the state that are kind of plugging into that commission and giving their expertise.
Did the governor sign those bills that passed?
There's one big one that he did sign.
He did, okay.
House Bill 1503.
And some of these things are trying to get New Hampshire up to speed with Wyoming, which had passed some similar legislation previously. Would you say New Hampshire's there quite yet, or is Wyoming still beating us on some things?
We're not there yet. So the second mouse gets the cheese. Wyoming did some things that might not be so beneficial that we can kind of learn from their mistakes.
Interesting.
I think we'll be in a good spot, especially in the Northeast.
All right, cool. I'd like to hear it, and I'm sure we'll hear more about it as it develops. I hope to hear more when this public meeting happens, and I hope I'll be able to attend it and document. Thank you, Keith, for calling in here tonight. And again, plug that Twitter handle one more time for folks who want to follow you.
It's REP, Rep Keith Ammon.
Rep Keith Ammon, A-M-M-O-N. Thanks for being on here for the extended discussion. Definitely appreciate it. We're going to keep our eyes on this one. This is very interesting what the Democrats might be doing to the First in the Nation primary. Just throwing their own voters in one state, potentially under the bus, and just saying, yeah, we don't care what you think. You mean nothing to us. I think some people are going to get up and leave New Hampshire because of that. More coming up. It's free.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. If you are on the line, we're going to do our best to get you heard here. If you're not there, then don't call tonight because the lines are almost loaded up. With you tonight, it is Ian and Mark. And, of course, if you've been listening for the last couple of years, you probably know that we were raided by the FBI in March of last year, calling it the Crypto Six. And we've talked a lot about it over the last year or so. I'm going to be heading to court probably as soon as December to take this on as the last standing member of the Six. And so if you want to help us out by supporting a documentary film that is kind of in production. There's been a trailer that's been produced. Mark, the church paid for the trailer to be produced, but the question is, do people actually want to see this thing? And so,
and that's what I want to know is, yeah, do you want to see this movie about the Crypto Six? Because I think it's important, so important that I was instrumental in getting the trailer made so that you could see what it was like, and you can go to this site and see the trailer.
Right.
Ballad of the Crypto Six. We need your support.
So you can become an Indiegogo backer. There's some perks that involve T-shirts or even hosting Free Talk Live or having dinner or lunch or whatever with some of your favorite hosts here on Free Talk Live. You can go to Ballad of the Crypto Six with the numeral 6.com to learn more about that and see the what I would call lengthy trailer. It's like 9 minutes long, so it's pretty good sizzle reel, as they call it, I think, in the business. Give you a feel for what the full-length documentary might be like, kind of the quality that it would have. I think it looks great.
They call me the Teflon Dad.
Ballad of the Crypto Six with the numeral 6.com. If you want to support that effort, we go to Footloose, calling in from New Hampshire. Footloose is actually one of the guys I was talking about earlier in the show when, Mark, you were being complimentary towards the King Sununu here in New Hampshire, and I pointed out people have been arrested. I pointed out to Mark that peaceful people, who were doing absolutely nothing but sitting still and quietly at a meeting were arrested by this thug. Footloose is one of those folks. I don't know if that's why you were calling in, Footloose, but I just figured I'd mention you. What's on your mind tonight?
No, yeah. So I'm probably 40 minutes into the show. I came in late, so I'm gonna watch the whole thing, and I'm interested to hear that. You know, Mark, I think he's a nice guy and everything, but he's a little bit you know, logically inconsistent, but that's another topic. That's yeah. not why I'm calling.
What were you calling?
So
about?
Why I'm calling is the discrimination of Free State Project members, and there's a state law. It's 354-A:1, and it declares that the practices of discrimination against any of our inhabitants because of age, sex, gender, identity, race, creed, color, et cetera, et cetera. So what's happening is the Free State Project has a creed. It is a creed, and they're being discriminated for it. And then I would point people to go to Part A, 14 here. Let me go down real quick. And, one second.
When you say the creed, you're talking about the idea that government should, so they have what they call the statement of intent, which is that free staters believe that the maximum role of government should be the protection of life, liberty, and property. And that's the maximum role. Of course, you can also correct. Believe that government shouldn't exist and also be a free state.
As far as discrimination goes, Ian, you and I went to look at a piece of property one time.
Mm, yeah.
And we made an offer on that piece of property. And that offer was turned down based on the fact that we were free staters, more or less.
Yeah, we found that out.
So there's a section in here. It's a little bit below A14 where I just got to, and discrimination on housing. So you guys should check out this whole chapter. But A14 is interference, coercion, or intimidation. It's a civil rights violation to coerce, intimidate, threaten, or interfere with any person in the exercise or enjoyment of or on account of his or her having exercised or enjoyed or on account of his or her having aided or encouraged any other person in the exercise or enjoyment of any right granted or protected by this subdivision, which would be...
All right, what does that mean? I'm getting lost in the legalese.
It means that when Sununu went after some people who were just sitting in this this room of political rally...
No. This has to do
those
with
are mostly
the Free
natives.
State Project
yeah.
getting attacked by the Democrat Party and all these people putting out these attack ads about free staters, it's attacking their creed and it's violating, you know, it's intimidation and coercion, and it's violating their rights to express themselves in this state freely without.
Well, I welcome it.
That's an interesting point, and I think that it should be interesting. Are you going to litigate this?
I can't. I'm not a free stater, but other free staters could. There's, you know, penalties in this. $10,000 fines and all this stuff. So you go to 354A. It's called, the top title is State Commission for Human Rights.
It's an interesting approach, and if somebody wants to do that, then I wouldn't tell them not to. But to me, I welcome it, Footloose. I think they should attack and libel and slander all they want to. Bring it on, because all to me it is just an indication of our success.
I agree.
Yeah, and I'm not even a free stater either, but I support them. I love what they're doing. I love the fact that more liberty-loving people are coming here. And if the Democrats thought we were that the free staters weren't a threat, they wouldn't be doing this. They would be ignoring the free staters, and they are doing anything but. They are doubling, tripling down, and they're making the free staters their election target this year. They don't even care about the old Republicans.
Well, the saying goes, the flak gets heavy when you're over the target.
Yes.
And all this, whatever they're slandering, it brings all more attention. It's free advertising, as far as I'm concerned. And bring it on, everybody. Move to New Hampshire. Like-minded people, get over here. Don't listen to Mark. You don't know what he's talking about.
That's a fact. Hey, Footloose, what is an update on the New Hampshire 9 case? I know you are the only of the person of the 9 people arrested at the governor's meeting, what was it, late 2021, I think, at this point, that or maybe it was 2020. Anyway, it's been a little while.
It's actually the one-year anniversary is coming up October 13th,
okay.
And we're having a protest at the police academy. So
the scene of the crime.
So we're going to have a little protest on the anniversary there. And the status is there were motions to dismiss. They were all denied.
Of course.
They dropped the charges on one woman.
Okay.
And so the rest of us are moving forward. There's going to be 8 separate trials.
Oh, wow.
And some of them will be jury trials because some people got charged with Class A misdemeanors.
Right. And you're one of them, right?
And I didn't get charged with five state misdemeanors.
Wow.
I got charged with four counts of disorderly conduct.
But they charged them all as Class B, so you don't have a jury. You have to go in front of a judge.
Yeah, if people want to stay up to date, go to the Absolute Defiance YouTube or on Odyssey. We're also synced to Odyssey, so
nice.
Absolute Defiance all over the place. Yeah,
yeah, thanks for the update. We'll keep in mind. Are you going to be at the hearing, I think, on October 7th?
On the 7th. I'm going to be there, so that's the thing. So I haven't gotten any dates in the mail yet or anything like that. They're acting like the last time I was there, the prosecutor's like, where are you? Where do you live? I'm like, you guys know exactly where I live. You got my address. You've sent me mail before. So send me mail. They keep trying to force me to have these lawyers that are not representing me represent me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like crazy, crazy kangaroo court. And all that is documented on my channel. We've been recording in the courts. I record in the courts. They're not going to stop me. They're going to have to arrest me. Or hold me.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. All right. Well, I look forward to seeing you there and listeners that want to get the latest on this also beyond just Absolute Defiance. A lot of the court videos that I've taken are over at the Free Keen channel. Just search for Footloose or New Hampshire 9, and you'll see the crazy footage from last time we were there when they have all of a sudden there's a CO2 meter in the courtroom that goes off in the middle of the hearing, and then they use this as the excuse to literally kick nearly every observer. The whole courtroom was packed, and they kicked nearly everyone out of the courtroom. The whole thing was a straight-up sham, and it was absolutely unbelievable. So I expect they're going to try some more dirty tactics like that this time around, so it should be interesting. Footloose, I'll see you then, man. Thanks for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Take it easy.
Mark, you should have seen this. It was crazy.
Yeah, it sounds like what they're trying to say is that there's just too many people breathing
yes.
in our courtroom that's open to the public.
No more public access. You have to leave. Eventually, we convince them to open the doors and allow the people back into the courtroom, but not before they threaten people with arrest and, you know, showed themselves to be the little tyrants that they are once again. And all that footage is available. Just go to the Free Keen Odyssey channel at video.
Very interesting.
Yeah, video.freekeen.com, or go to freekeen.com and search for, just look for Footloose. It'll usually pull up any of the videos with him in it. He's pretty entertaining when it comes to court appearances. If you didn't get in tonight, accept my apologies. It's been a busy night. We've had Keith Ammon on with us. And so if you didn't get in tonight, we will return tomorrow. And you can join us online between now and then over at freetalklive.com. And
we love your calls, but, you know, Free Talk Live isn't a guarantee that you're going to get on the air every time you call. But,
it's always just a call earlier. Don't wait till that third hour.
Yeah, why does everybody wait till 9?
I don't know why. It's a thing. It's whatever. See you tomorrow night. freetalklive.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.